Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Zayin Umar Aleph. We're still in Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chav Zayin, and we're in the middle of Se'if Dalet. We had read yesterday that the Mechaber wrote, Lo Yei Dover Chotzeis Ben Tefillin LeBesoro. There should be absolutely no interposition, no chatzitza, in between the Tefillin and the flesh of the person putting them on. And we'll continue right there with the words of the Mechaber today. This is true, Lo Shna Shel Yad, Lo Shna Shel Rosh. It makes no difference, but this din applies of chatzitza both to the Shel Yad and to the Shel Rosh. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Tezvav says, Kosav b'sefer Machzis HaShekel, he brings down from the Machzis HaShekel, a very important halacha, V'ra olai ha-maise, it's very bad to me, shal oston ha-noshim shemagadim b'loroseim, for those people that have what we would call a chup, they have very long hair. Mulvad ki uderech shachatz v'gav, he says, number one, it's improper to have very long hair, it's a sign of arrogance, it's a sign of inappropriateness. And he says, Ayin Masha Kozabi Yoredeya, Simon Kufayin Ches, that's a separate discussion. Here he's talking, focusing on the halacha of tefillin. He says, Yeshbo Isu Bahanochas Tefillin, the Kivan the Gidolin, Harbe, Lekal Amemar, Behu, Hainu Revisiyayu. Vechotzitzim, Ayin Shom. He says, the problem over here is that the hair, if it's so large, is considered over here a chatzitza. And since it doesn't really belong there, because there's too much of it, so he says, this is actually a chatzitza, the Machzis HaShekel, according to Mishneh Berurah, this is actually a chatzitza, and therefore you run into a lot of trouble with not putting on tefillin, brachos levatola, and is a very, very big inyan. Then the Mishneh Berurah adds, however, even if you want to say it's not a chatzitza, ubalav chatzitza, he says, nami, there's a big problem over here. Bishulhani saras hamarubim, the excess hair over here, e efshol etzamsin shum yudokin umunochim amakom kadin. Says it's very difficult to make sure that the tefillin are put into the right place and stay in the right place when you have a ribuy of saros, if you have a significant amount of excess over hair over there. And therefore, all the posts can bring down a yori shemaim should make sure that his hair is appropriately cut and that he doesn't have too much hair where the shall Rosh of the tefillin should be, and this is the proper attitude that a Yori Shemaim should have, as well as halachically it eliminates and removes a lot of the problems. Dirshu note 14 points out that even with the tefillin come off the head a little bit, the head is not perfectly attached to the tefillin, so your tefillin are a little bit raised, so where the bottom of the tefillah doesn't actually touch your head, you're also not allowed to have anything interposing in between over there. In Dirshu note 15, he brings down the Shelutz Tshuvas Keren LeDavid. Are you allowed to even lend a pair of tefillin to somebody who has very long hair? And he says, Lamaisa, yes, you can, but you should tell him that there's a real problem with making the bracha on the Shel Rosh, and that he should not make a bracha on the Shel Rosh if his hair is really very long. In Dirshu note 16, I believe he's talking about the comb over, and that is if a person has hair in one side of his head and he brings it over to the other side of the head where the tefillin would be, so that is definitely a problem with chatzitza because that hair doesn't grow there. For that hair would be considered a chatzitza, it's not in the right place. Now the Ramah then adds, Hagah. This chatzitza concept deals only with the boxes of the tefillin themselves. However, in regards to the straps of the tefillin, ein la hakbid, we don't have such a kpeda on the idea of a chatzitza between the ritzuos and the body. This is brought down by the Rashba in a tshuva. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin, however, says, V'achronim kosu de'ein lahokel, that one should not take advantage of this leniency of the Ramah, brought down in the name of the Rashba, rak bimkom makrichos, only in the windings, later, lower down in the Halacha Berurah, says, this is certainly after the area where the knot is tied in the shoyad, for example, where you wrap in the upper bicep area, but one could be more makel, but if one could, one should not be makel in the seven krichos, in the seven wrappings on the forearm. And he says, if somebody is even more careful about this, tavol of bracha. So one should ideally not have any chatzitza, even by the ritzuos. Havol, he says, Masha Shayach, back to the Mishneh Berurah, Masha Shayach lakshira, yesh lachmir apu ritzuos. But anything that is related to the actual knot itself, so the upper arm, and on the back of the Shel Rosh, so certainly one should not have any sort of a chatzitza there. Bei Mishel Yad, Bei Mishel Rosh. Then he adds, Vikosu, Tochachas Megula, he says there's a big reproof, Al HaManichin Tefillin Agabi Peo Nochris HaNikra Peruka. Then the Mishmur says that it's a big tochacha against don't put on tefillin when you're wearing a toupee. And even if the part of the toupee that is interposing is only by the ritzua, but not by the ketzitza, not by the box itself, that's still a big problem. Nevertheless, the Mishneh Berurah does bring down, if somebody has some sort of a illness or some wound on his head, and the bandage that's over there is only where the ritzuas would be, but not where the box, the katsitsa would be. Mutlo laniach ritzuas al gabi smartut, and you could put the ritzuas on top of the bandage that you have over there, shalamaka, al gabi kova dak, or if a person has to wear a very thin covering over there, uluvarech af al gav sheyech katsitsa ben ritzuas. There you could even make a bracha because the katsitsa is only by the ritzuas, and that's a shasad chak, in extenuating circumstances. Kiven de bemokam katsitsa and katsitsa, because at least by the box, by the katsitsa, there is no katsitsa. And then he adds, v'chein b'shoyad, the same thing would be by the shoyad, imesh lo maka. Somebody has some sort of a wound on his bicep area. Afil b'mokum hekef hakesha shosav yado, even if it's by the bicep area itself. Mutulo laniach hekef hakesha agabi smartutin levarach. You could put the ritzuas over there on top of the bandage that you have there. Af bazei yizor lechasos milamala. But then you should make sure that you cover it up afterwards. As we'll see, the shoyad should be covered up ideally because it's supposed to be a personal sign for you and not for somebody else to see, as opposed to the shorosh, which is supposed to be visible to everyone. Dirshu note 17 alludes and brings down the Igris Moshe, famous tshuva. What about hair transplants, hair plugs? So Rav Moshe Zatzal says that that's not considered a chatzitza because they're permanent and they're supposed to be there. However, a toupee would not be considered something that's permanent because you do take it off, and therefore Rav Moshe has tremendous consideration for the embarrassment that such a person might have. Here he was wearing a toupee, and now he's suddenly in the middle of shul, has to take off his toupee. So Rav Moshe says the person should wear the tefillin on top of the toupee in shul, but not make a brach on them, and when he's at home, he should take off the toupee and put on in the privacy of his home the tefillin shorosh, and then make the brach on the tefillah shorosh. Again, the tremendous consideration that Rav Moshe had for the embarrassment of a person and a way to figure out how to be mekayim the halacha and at the same time not embarrass the person. Siv hey. Adam shu alu l'nezilus. If a person is, the Mishnah Berurah Katan Yud Zayin explains, pirush sheish lo machov o mechush berosho. If this person who is olul nezilus has some sort of a condition where if his head is uncovered, v'migala rosho yazik lo akrirus, he can't tolerate the cold. This person always wears some sort of a ski cap or something like that covering up his head. So the Mechaber continues, Adam shu ozil olul nezilus im yitztarech laniach tefillah sharosh al besaro lo yinichim klal, and if you force this person to take off his ski cap or his covering on his head, that will prevent him from getting sick, he will not put on tefillin at all. So the Mechaber writes, yesh lahatil lo laniach tefillah sharosh al hakova dak. He's allowed to put the tefillah shorosh on top of this thin covering that he wears on his head, hasomuch l'rosh, that's attached to his head. V'yichasein mipnei ro'im. But he shouldn't let other people see him because they're not going to understand this, so therefore he should cover up the tefillin so they shouldn't see that he's doing something that's strange. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who says, kivin shu onus. Since this person is really under extenuating circumstances, he's not able to put on the tefillin in any other way, so he can rely, yochel l'smoch al harashba. He can rely upon this kula sheet of the rashba that we mentioned before, the svirulei, the ein chash, that technically you don't have to worry about chatzitza by the ritzuos, and therefore it also says v'lo nemar bein einecho el l'sayim lehemokom. The reason why the Torah says bein einecho, so that purpose over there is just to tell you the location, but it's not to tell us like we learned before that it has to be on the skin. And he says, it should be for you a private os. That's why the shoyad is covered up. Lack of a tefillah shorosh. He says that's not true by the tefillah shorosh because the pasuk says, "Ro kolam yaretz ki shem Hashem niku alecha," because all the world should see a tefillah shorosh. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does conclude, don't let other people see you doing this. Shenom yodim shu onus. They won't know that he's extenuating circumstances here. They'll think you're allowed to do this, and this will lead to a takola for other people. So if a person has to wear a shorosh in this fashion, he's allowed to. Bidyevit, but he should keep his head covered so people shouldn't see that he's wearing the tefillin in this fashion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Ches tells us, what about if you have some sort of a bandage on your hand? If the mak is on the biceps in the area where you actually put the box, and it takes up, the mak takes up the entire biceps, zone 2 and zone 3, if you remember what we talked about, from the sloping upward part to the middle of the biceps, and from the sloping down part, from the middle of the biceps to the end of the biceps, zone 3, you could put the tefillin on top of the bandage that you have over there in lo sagi belov hachi, if there is no other alternative. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'lo yivarach, don't make a bracha in that situation, because there are many, many poskim who holds that this is a chatzitza. Then he says, what should you do? V'yivarach shtayim al shorosh. When you put on the shorosh, as we learned previously, if you weren't yotzei with the shoyad, then you do make two brachos on the shorosh according to many poskim, and he says that's what you should do here. He says, "Ach yubash al hatvilo shoyad milamala beged acher kidei lechasosim." And then the Mishnah Berurah repeats the idea that we said before, that you should cover up the shoyad because you still need to have hayulacholios. It should be a private os for you and not liacherim. V'davka l'ritia, that's when you do it on top of the bandage. Aval oliach tefillin al chaluko, but to put the tefillin on top of your shirt sleeve, yesh omrim da'asu afilu b'yesh l'maka, even if you have a mark over there, you shouldn't do that. You can only do it on top of a bandage. And he says, v'afilu milbash olav begiracha, then you put the jacket over the shirt sleeve, that's still no good. That's not the proper way to do this. The issue 19 brings the important question of what happens if somebody's wearing a cast. He has a plaster of Paris, a gypsum on his arm, and the entire biceps is covered up. Rachman Islam, the person broke his arm. So Kasu Bishelus Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weiss writes, and also as well the Chalkus Yaakov, Reish, he writes, both Zatzal, Shaniach es Tefillin Agabi Agabas. You're allowed to put the tefillin on top of the cast. It's better to put it on your left hand on top of the cast. The Halacha Brura says, don't think that you should put it on the right hand. The Halacha Brura points out it's also to put it on the right hand. You don't accomplish anything, and you should put it on the left hand on top of the cast. And this is different than somebody puts his tefillin on top of his jacket or a shirt sleeve, because the shirt sleeve is not bottled to the hand, but the cast is bottled to the hand. However, not everybody agrees with this fully. In the Shelus Tshuvas Evan Yisrael, he brings down, Shein lo niechas the tefillin al agabus, you shouldn't put the tefillin on top of the cast. Kivin shein agabus botul yad, he holds that it's not totally subordinate to the hand, it's a separate entity. And so too writes the Mishnah Halachos, Rav Menashe Kleinzatzal, Shekivan Shagabas over the Godol, since the cast is thick and it's very big, the Eno Margish es Hanochos and Alayad, and you don't feel it when you put the tefillin on it, so then lo yanichan klal. So these two poskim hold that you shouldn't put a tefillin on the cast, and the minhag is that you do put the tefillin on the cast, and we make the bracha, like we pointed out before, on the shalrosh, make laniach on the shalrosh, as well as al mitzvah's tefillin. Then the Ramah writes, Hagah, v'haminichim b'derech zeh lo yivarech al shalrosh. As we just pointed out before, when you put it on this kova dak, if you're putting the shalrosh on, a person can't tolerate the cold, and he has to wear this very thin ski cap or covering on his head, so he shouldn't make, the Ramah says, a bracha on the shalrosh, rak yivarech al shalyad lo niach. You make the lohaniach tefillin on the shoyad, have that in mind that it should go on the shalrosh as well, because many poskim, in fact, like the mechaber, hold that you only make one bracha anyway, so this way you can be yotzi, at least according to those poskim. And that indeed is what the Mishnah Brura says in Sivkot and Chot. He says, v'yichavi lohotzi ha-shalrosh, when you make lohaniach on the shoyad, have in mind as well that this will be the bracha on the shalrosh, because the belav hachi das harbi poskim she'en mevarech al shneim el achas, because many poskim, in fact, say that you only make one bracha in general, even if you don't have any sort of interposition. And he says, Ayin Bebach, the Oles Tomid, the Mashman Bidivrayim. He says, the Bach and the Oles Tomid hold, the Nochen Lizar, Shal Koponim Bishas Kriyashma Tfila, Yebeli Chatzitza Klal. He says, this person who can't tolerate the cold may be able to tolerate it for a very short period of time. So if you can, at least take off the kova koton, this thin kova, this thin ski cap or head covering that you're wearing, at least take it off by the Kriyashma and by the Shmoneh Esrei. The Halacha Brura has another interesting chatzitza halacha. He says, what happens if somebody took a haircut and you still have, after the haircut, you haven't taken a shower yet, you haven't washed your hair yet, and you still have lots of little pieces of hair in your head, in your hair, but they're not attached anymore. So he said, this is also, at least theoretically, a chatzitza, and one should try to wash his hair before he puts on tefillin. If you take a haircut early in the morning, so you should wash your hair before you go put on your tefillin in order to get rid of these little hairs. He says, likewise, if somebody has a condition that his hair is falling out, and he has pieces of hair in his head, so one should ideally comb one's hair and remove the little strands of hair that are there that are no longer attached to the person before you put on the tefillin. However, he says, if you can't go and shampoo or wash your hair, or you can't go and comb your hair, and now you have to put on your tefillin, so yesh l'amashi yismoch l'aniyah tefillin below zed, then one can rely upon the opinions that say that this is not a chatzitzu. Next question the Halacha Brura also discusses, as well as in Dirshu note 13, is l'inyan Ha'oneid shon al yodo, if somebody has a watch on his hand, hayim tzorech lasiro kodem hanochas tefillin, should you take it off before you put on the tefillin? So technically, so in Dirshu note 13, he brings down the Shelus Tshuvos Choshev Ha'efod, who writes, as well, Shelus Tshuvos Dovev Misharim, Sha'af im rutsuoso asuya me'or yesh lahachmir. He says, even if the watch strap is made out of leather, so therefore it's technically not a chatzitza, min b'mino eino chotzeis, he says you still should take it off, it's improper. He brings down, however, the Derech HaChaim, who says, b'mokam akrichos ein lahakbid al chatzitza klal, one doesn't have to be careful in the windings on the forearm, that's not technically chatzitza, and one could wear the watch underneath it. And the Halacha Brura adds over here, Hamachmir lohasiro, if one does take off his watch, tovo olav bracha, that's certainly a praiseworthy thing to do. He does point out a very interesting point. He says, if you only saw that you had your tefillin on your hand after you put on the shoyad, so you now have not put yet on your shorosh, and now you want to take off the watch, that's wrong. He says, lo yasirenu then, kodem anochas tefillin shorosh, take it off after you put on the tefillin shorosh, because he says, if you take it off now, yesh chashash hefsik bein tefillin shoyad, the tefillin shorosh. So what should you do in this situation? If you want to make sure that you're not wearing your watch, you should take it off before you put on your tefillin shoyad. But if you forgot, so leave it on until after you put on your tefillin shorosh, after you made all the brachos, and then you can take off the watch and be yotze all the deos. Again, if somebody b'dieved did wear his watch, or if somebody for whatever the reason can't take off his watch, whatever the situation might be, so then b'dieved you can wear it, and it's not considered chatzitza at that part of the body. That concludes today's shir.